Preparation for taking the Bodhisattva vow. Indestructible enlightenment. From this time on, and in all our future lives until enlightenment is attained, I and all beings, as many as would equal the extent of the sky, all of whom have been my mother in my countless past lives, go for refuge to our reverend root guru and to the glorious holy gurus of the lineage. We go for refuge to the hosts of past deities in the mandalas. We go for refuge to the perfect Bhagavan Buddha. We go for refuge to the most excellent Dharma. We go for refuge to the pure Sangha. This is to be recited 3 times. To the Buddha, the Dharma, and the best assembly, I go for refuge until enlightenment. By the merit arising from generosity and the other transcendent qualities, I will gain Buddhahood in order to benefit all those wandering in samsara. With the desire and intention to take all beings out of samsara, until full enlightenment is gained, I ceaselessly go to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha for refuge. Working for the sake of beings, with discerning wisdom and kindness imbuing my diligence, I will stay close to countless Buddhas and develop completely enlightened mind. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be freed from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is free of suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from cherishing friends and relatives and being dismissive of strangers and enemies. The vast foundation is completely free from small stones and such irritants. Made from Bhaduria, it is smooth and flat, like the palm of the hand, and is a truly pleasant environment. Bhagavan Buddha, you are the benefactor of all beings without exception, the God who defeats the very dangerous hosts of demons. You know all things without exception, just as they are. Please come here with your entourage. Bhagavan Buddha, for innumerable eons you purified your character in order to care for wandering beings, and you completed the intention of your vast aspiration. Now, as you wish to benefit beings, please effortlessly arise from the palace of all-encompassing space and, displaying the blessing of diverse miracles, please come here with your entire retinue in order to take limitless sentient beings out of samsara. Mighty Lord of all dharmas, your colour of refined gold is more splendid than the sun. With faith, we invite you here. Disciplined ones who stay on the stages of calm stability, your great kindness brings peace. With Dharma and original knowing free from desire, your power is never exhausted. Peaceful ones, please come, please come. Omniscient One, supreme among sages, please show your handsome, perfectly formed body here. With faith, we invite you to come and show your body free of coming and going, birth and death. In accordance with the wishes of all beings in this world, like the rising moon, please come here in order to protect the world. From the city of Vaishali, in the pure land of India, happily gone lion of the Shakyas, together with your retinue of 36,000, we invite you to come here to this place of offerings. We are happy that Bhagavan Buddha has come here, we fortunate people who have merit enough to experience this. Bhagavan, we request you to stay while we make these offerings to you. This lion throne made of many jewels, is adorned with a variety of pleasing brocades, on top of which are shining cushions of lotus, sun and moon. We offer this to you, so please think of us kindly and remain here happily. Coming here in bodily form, please stay in order to benefit all beings. Moreover, please grant us wealth, lives free of sickness, and generously bestow on us all that is best. Tathagatas and your offspring, in exquisitely perfumed bathhouses with brilliantly sparkling crystal floors, enchanting pillars of glittering jewels, and spreading canopies of lustrous pearls, with many jeweled pots of scented water that are beautiful and brimming, we will bathe your bodies to the accompaniment of music and song. Just as at birth gods are bathed by the gods with the pure water of the gods, we similarly bathe your bodies. Although the Buddha's body, voice and mind are free from the afflictions, for the sake of cleansing the impurities of body, voice and mind of all beings, we offer this bathing water to the victor's body, voice and mind, so that the obscurations of body, voice and mind of all beings will be purified. This excellent and splendid bath has the unsurpassed water of kindness, the blessing water of original knowing. By offering this to you, may we be granted whatever attainments we wish. We apply matchless towels to your bodies and wrap them with these clean and fine-smelling cloths. Then we present you with charmingly coloured superb robes, most exquisitely perfumed. With varied raiments so soft and fine, and with 100 excellent ornaments and still more, we adorn the Bodhisattvas, Samantabhadra, Manjugosha, Avalokiteshvara, and all the others. With total devotion, we offer divine clothes, fine, soft and generous, to your indestructible body. Through this may we also gain the indestructible body. This fine jewelled clothing which brings happiness to all who touch it is as wonderfully varied as diverse rainbows. We offer this in order to purify our minds. May we be adorned with the supreme clothing of patience. We anoint the foundation of the universe with perfume and scatter it with flowers, adorning it with Mount Meru, the four continents, and the sun and moon. We imagine the Buddha's realm and offer it there, so that all beings may enjoy the very pure realm. We offer this excellent mandala in order to bring joy to the Buddhas. Due to this, may no obstacles arise on the path to awakening. May we awaken to the clarity of all the Buddhas of the three times. May we liberate all beings, as many as would fill the sky, so that they are neither bewildered in samsara nor becalmed in nirvana. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by Tsiar Lama and James Lowe, read by Wendy, March 2022.